morning. It's 8:52 a.m. Wednesday, May the 6th. May the 6th? Yep. Wednesday, May the 6th, 2020, 8:52 a.m. Aloha. Ohio. I've been up a couple hours. I went to the grocery store. I went early to the grocery store to get old people time between 7 and 8. And to hit the pharmacy, because we've got a bunch of scripts that are going to be picked up. And the pharmacy changed their hours to 9 a.m. So it was like 10 past 8. I'm not going to wait for an hour. I'll have to go back and do it sometime later. I'll need to do it pretty soon because I'm almost out of some. And I'm not sure what anybody else is. So I'll probably have to do that later today. I had a lot of interesting feedback. I'm slowly working through all of the answers to the silly questions for course corrections. At the end of the month, in the middle of the month, I always send out the newsletter. Well, except last month I forgot until I got reminded. And the silly question was, what have you done new this year, this time, now that you're locked up? And I got a lot of response to that. A lot of nothing, it's boring, I wanna. I'm feeling cooped up and abused. And there's a certain amount of nothing really, just sort of continuing on. Which is actually my response. It's like I haven't really done too much new other than I don't go out to a store. I'm out without a mask right now, but I don't go to the store without a mask. My Shema should show up today. I'm really excited. Ridiculously excited for a headscarf. But that's due to come in today. So that'll make putting on a mask to go to the store a little less silly feeling. I've been using a t-shirt and it works really well, I gotta say. It works really well, and I've kind of gotten used to having a headscarf. So having a real headscarf should be a lot easier. I did not get one with crossed rifles on it. That was one of the choices. I'm like, no, you're gonna be kidding me. So I got the basic checkered Arafat pattern. Good morning. So it's black and white. And so I'm looking forward to that. But some of the suggestions coming back, a lot of people have been very understanding about, dude, give yourself some slack. And I have. My therapist appointment on Monday was rather uplifting in that regard. She was both amazed, amused, and somewhat horrified that I was feeling bad about taking a few weeks off. Because the reality is, the reality is it's all arbitrary to begin with. So can I keep 2,000 words a day on average through the year is really the question. That was the original question. It's still the question. It's still, you know, I want to do it month by month. And the average for the month last month was yes. The overall average was good. I did not get 2K a day, every day, all month. I only got like 22 days worth of the month. Which is still, you know, I got 22 days of 2,000 words a day. I just happened to get them all at once and then took the rest of the month off. And the other point that came up, which is, I think, a good one, is that trying to force it doesn't work. This is something that I've known for quite a while. And right now I'm trying to force the Ishmael story, trying to find some handle for it, some idea for it, some theme to explore. And it's not going. It's not happening. I have an idea, but it's not an idea I can hang a book on. It's not an idea I can... It needs something to go with it to make it really soup. You know, you can boil water, but boiled water isn't soup. It needs something to go in it to make it soup. And even if it's just rocks, it needs something in it to make it soup. And the idea that I've got so far is just not coming out as soup. It's just an idea. So I'm gonna sort of back off. I did yesterday, actually. I wrote 2,000 words, but it was just throwing 2,000 words up against the screen to see if any of them went together. Very few of them did, quite frankly. I have some characters. I have a new character. The character's name is Robbie Murphy. A manly truck. Speaking of manly trucks, I filled the gas tank in the van today. I only ever drive it back and forth to the grocery store, so I don't think I've put gas in the car for like 3 months. So I have fuel points that let me take a buck a gallon off, and I got like 14 gallons of gas for $9. I couldn't believe it. It's like 65 cents a gallon. I haven't paid less than a buck a gallon for fuel since I was like 16. So I took a picture of it just so I'd have a memento of life during plague time. It's really not that funny. It's really not that humorous, but it was a sort of like, are you kidding me? 64, it was 64.9, so like 65 cents a gallon. I'm gonna fill this sucker. I'm gonna just top it right off. And I did. And I'll be good for like 6 months now. My wife hates the van. The van is the van. It's a Dodge Caravan. It's like, I don't know, 2001 or so. So it's like a 20-year-old van. It's one of the old style. Oh, I got the rear seat, the back bench out of it, standing in the garage. So the whole back quarter of the van, back third of the van, is just like cargo space. And, you know, the weekly grocery run takes up a small corner of that. But, I mean, it's got enough chairs for all of us to get in a van if we want to go somewhere. It's got captain's chairs front and back. It's got a four-cylinder, so it doesn't have what you call a lot of gut, but it doesn't need much. It just needs to get me back and forth to the grocery store. So Robbie Murphy. Originally, I started Robbie Murphy. I was introduced to Robbie Murphy by a doodle, and I'm learning to pay attention to the doodles. So this doodle was about Robbie Murphy being pinched for stealing a half-eaten sandwich off a off a plate. And that I remember the impetus for doing the doodle was, what happened if Ishmael hadn't found the Lois, or the Lois hadn't found Ishmael? What would have happened to him? So I have this doodle, and it went in a strange direction at the end, and I was like, no, this isn't right. But Robbie Murphy has been sort of hanging around the back of my brain for a while. So I have to see. I have to think about what that looks like, how that feels later. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Another one of the ideas that came in, I've been thinking about the butler and how much fun the butler was to write. And I really want to write some more butler. But I don't know, where do I write this? How does this go? What does this look like? What's the story? I got several ideas. But one of the responses to the newsletter was, I know you're working on a sequel, but what about a prequel? How did the house come to be? Can you tell some of the backstory of the house? I thought, because there have been several instances of the house, you know, little snippets looking back at the history of the house that just, you know, threw in as dressing. You know, the house has always been there. The house has been there through the wars. The house has been there through fires and been rebuilt. And is there a story there? And I have to say, that's sort of intriguing. I'm terrible with historical. I'm not a. I'm not a big historical fan, and historic is its own genre, its own tropes, and I don't read it very much. I read a little historical romance, a little Regency. All of it is kind of like, the best was Courtney Milland's Brothers Dexter. No, Brothers Sinister? Something like that. Which was really fun. And I know Courtney does historical well. So that was an interesting idea. And the other thing is, I've got to start doing some editing. I've got to start doing some things other than putting new words up. Because I've got books in various stages of production. And I kind of need to get them out, to get them closer to where I can put them in front of beta readers, particularly Troy Harbor. because I've got a cover coming for that. I've got Podium waiting. Well, they aren't waiting for it because they haven't got Kit Grace out yet. But Troy Harbor's going to take some massaging. So I need to... Now let me rephrase that. Let me reframe that. I want to get some of these books moving again. In the next step along the line, it's all well and good to have 3 books in a pipeline, 4 books in a pipeline. Well, let's be fair, 3 books in a pipeline. But if they're not moving through the pipeline, then it's not really... Well, I suppose... It's better to have them in the pipeline and have them fully drafted, so all I have to do is go through and clean them up, than it is to not have them drafted at all, as the next Ismael Wong book is an apt example for. But some of the other feedback that I got, and it's not just from newsletter people, but it's from some of you people too who have written to me and said, you know, dude, if the story's not coming, that usually means the story's not coming. And flailing against it doesn't really help much. And you're right. You're absolutely right. It's true. So it's going to be an interesting chance. I haven't written anything yet today. I was waiting for the store. I didn't get up till 6. I was waiting for old people time. And 7:30 before I tried to put words on page. I probably should have just tried to put words on page. I would have at least had 500 of them down. But I could keep my For the Words streak alive by applying editing time. I know it takes me an hour and a half to write 2,000 words. So if I edit for an hour and a half and post 2,000 words to a junk document, that'll satisfy For the Words. They actually recommend that in terms of how do you deal with editing when you're not writing new words. And their recommendation is to do exactly that, is to do the editing, keep track of the time, and then post the words that match the time. It's astonishing how regular word production actually is in terms of how long it takes me to write so many words. It's literally anywhere from an hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes, hour and 50. And I have a suspicion that a lot of that has to do with the amount of sitting and looking at the page I do, and much less how long it takes me to write those many words, because at... Even at a modest 50 words a minute, typing speed, that's like 1,800 words an hour. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.